didn't even get out of my pads yet.
Leonard, coach said he wanted you guys to be focused and loose.
Yeah.
You are a lot more than that.
Yeah.
That just doesn't cover it, does it?
I mean,
two other words, what would you use?
I would say relentless, locked in. But the loose and focused thing that, you know, Mike talks about, I think this team really embodies that. You know, I've been telling everybody as soon as I, you know, started working with Mike and Schneider and being a part of this team, it reminds me of my young days when I was in college, when I was in high school, and it's just like guys are just playing for the love of the game. Not, you know, in the NFL, sometimes you see people on different agendas. Sometimes it's about money, sometimes their family, you know, all these different things. There's a bunch of grown men. You know, they have their own agendas, but on this team, our agenda is each other and this team. And I think we really embody that.
Do you think you guys rank up there with the great defenses in Super Bowl history?
I think we did a tremendous job today. We were honestly mad that they scored it all. We were trying to get a shutout in the Super Bowl, make history, and put a stamp on that dark side defense that we've had this year. We did a great job getting after the quarterback. Unfortunately, my sack was taken away at the end. but I'm just so proud of the guys, man. It's not about me. I'm just happy that, you know, we did such a great job today. I honestly got in there late because I was doing some stuff with the NFL and media and stuff like that. But by the time I got in there, I couldn't see. I couldn't breathe. It was kind of smoked out from cigars. And I think every position group has their own, like, set of ski goggles. I got the whole D-line, some Chrome Hearts ones. You know, I had to up everybody. But it's just amazing. Sierra and everybody smile. I think that's what makes this moment so special for me, is just seeing my teammates that have put the work in, put the grind in, and everybody on this team deserves it. I mean, super proud of him. He's had doubters his whole life. He's had a lot of ups and downs, had a tremendous journey. And I think one thing about him, he's been unwavering through it all. He's never let one doubter skew his mindset, change who he is. And he's just a tremendous leader. And, you know, he brought us to the Super Bowl and won the Super Bowl. And, you know, I can't say anything more about that guy. He's just a great guy.
You turned Drake Monday over three times today. Obviously, the difference in the game. What were you able to do?
I mean, I think our secondary did a tremendous job of covering in the back end. I think it forced Drake to hold on to the ball, and it allowed us time to get after the quarterback. You know, throughout the playoffs, we've seen that was something that we were able to exploit. You know, they played against great defenses throughout the whole playoffs in Denver and Houston. And, you know, both of those defenses were able to sack him a few times. And, you know, being a quarterback, you're the head of the offense. You're the head of the team. So if you take the head out, you know, the rest will follow. And we just felt like he was the guy that we had to attack.
You talked this week about limiting his opportunity to run as well, to design runs. What were you able to do there and also with their other backs, obviously,
I mean, it was all about just collapsing the inside of the pocket. We have some, you know, great D tackles. You know, Byron Murphy got two sacks today. We had, like, just great middle presence, middle push. He obviously was able to escape a few times, but, you know, that's going to happen in the game. Overall, I think we were on his toes all game.
You guys did a number on the left side of their offensive line. Is that something that was, like, emphasis during the preparation?
Yeah, you know, they had a veteran right tackle. I think 71. I have a lot of respect for him. He's a great guard, a big, heavy guy. And I, you know, they have a young offensive line on the left side, and we knew that was an area we wanted to attack.
Was there anything you guys did today that was like a new wrinkle or something that you introduced just this game, or was it more just like you did what you do all year?
I mean, I think we just did what we do all year. That's something we've been saying for the last 2 weeks, preparing for this game is. You know, all we have to do is be us, but we have to be us. That's been our slogan, you know, pretty much all season. It's not about the other team, it's about us. And when we perform at our highest level, when we have guys doing their role to the best of their ability, we feel like we can't be touched.
Leonard, I know Ernest Jones is such a great player, stand out today, but how much of a teammate is he really? He's probably a really good teammate.
You said Ernest Jones? Yeah, I mean, he's been a great addition to this team. We got him midseason last year, and he made an immediate impact. And, you know, to be able to come in at middle linebacker and take lead of a defense that you didn't know, that speaks volumes on his character and his leadership. You know, he gained a lot of respect from the locker room. And I was honestly surprised to find out that he was only like 25 this year or something like that, because I thought he was about my age the way he carries himself.
Had a long break. Last question about now you're at the top of the podium. How does it feel right now reflecting on where you've been to where you are right now, Super Bowl champion?
I mean, honestly, I'm still soaking it in. It's been like a kind of a roller coaster since the game ended of, you know, realizing that we won the Super Bowl and it not hitting me at the same time. It's like, I know it's going to hit me for the next few weeks. But it just, the journey means a lot. It's what makes this moment feel so special. Not just my own individual journey of, you know, being injured, being traded, all types of things, you know, being on a lot of losing seasons and all that stuff, but also just our journey that we've had as a team this year. And it's been beautiful. It's been a dream this year. What's that? I mean, yeah, once we got to halftime and there was 0 points, I think we came out of halftime saying we have enough points to win the game. We don't need any more points. As a defense, we take pride in stopping offenses. And, you know, we've been calling ourselves the dark side this year. And we thought that was going to put a stamp. I think we still did put a stamp on who we are and put a stamp on the dark side. But we were definitely seeking that goose egg. We just came up with that name because, you know, we've had a tremendous defense this year, and people were, you know, comparing us to the Legion of Boom, and we have a lot of respect for the Legion of Boom. We have a lot of respect for all the players on that defense. They were a tremendous team, a tremendous defense, and we wanted our own name. We wanted to respect, you know, the guys who have been here before, the guys who have laid the foundation, and also respect the guys on our team right now who are, you know, creating a new standard. And by respecting our new standard, we wanted to put a label on it.
Here comes the Northern California question. Part of your journey involved time in Sacramento.
Not too much. I bounced around a lot as a kid growing up. Another part of my journey, which has been kind of crazy. My wife knows my story a bit, but I was in and out of homeless shelters with my family, in and out of hotels, motels. We bounced all over the country, it's just been that's another part of my journey that makes this moment so special.
Legend, there's a lot of people on this.
Sorry, thank you guys.